Well, here in Austin, you can't go 5 feet in the downtown area without seeing one of these new electric scooters. They are all over the place. A recent study by MIT, UC Berkeley, and the analytics company Populous finds that the use of electric scooters is growing fast in cities across the country, and that 70% of people surveyed liked them. The thing about these scooters is that they're dockless. People use an app to rent them for short trips and leave them wherever they want when they're done. That's drawn complaints about blocked sidewalks and doorways, and many cities have banned them. That's what happened in Denver earlier this summer. But as Colorado Public Radio's Anne-Marie Awad reports, the scooters are back on the streets.
When the scooters came, they were everywhere. Sometimes literally everywhere. In parking garages, in the street, in people's houses. Heather Burke with the Denver Department of Public Works says that's one of the reasons the city called a halt in June on all things dockless.
You know, this was about when these scooters were dropped here. It wasn't structured for how they could operate, and we just wanted to have more of a controlled plan where we can have these things, we could test them out, and we can see if it helps us reach our mobility goals as well.
The key word here is dropped. Scooter companies have adopted an official policy of showing up and asking questions later. And as people flocked to services like Lime and Bird to get around the city, concerns started to crop up. Concerns the city is trying to address through the Dockless Mobility Pilot Program.
Before, when the scooters were here, a lot of people were just concerned about, you know, the placement, where they were riding. With this program, you know, it's really more controlled where they're going to be.
Eight companies have been granted permits under the city's new pilot program. Lime and Bird are the first to reappear on the streets, followed by dockless bikes and electric bikes in the coming months from other companies. And, of course, more scooters. Only now, riders will have to obey some rules. Wear a helmet, ride on the sidewalk, maintain safe speeds. Operators like Lime will also have to follow some rules.
I think every city will operate at a different pace. Every city will operate at a different direction. But we're there and working in each city individually.
This is Sam Sadle, who leads Denver Government Relations for Lime.
When we first deployed scooters, we were under the impression that things were moving forward. Clearly, the city wanted to move a different direction, and so when we sat down with them and discussed next steps, we agreed with them that we would take a pause and then come back under a formal permit program.
Sadle maintains that the company worked with Denver officials early on, but in those first few weeks, the city confiscated more than 300 scooters that were blocking the right-of-way and issued nearly as many tickets for them. That's why all scooters were eventually ordered to scoot off the streets for 2 weeks.
They've had their share of legal battles, kind of showing up on unannounced in cities and then saying, hey, we're here. Can you accommodate us, basically?
This is Fred Mello, a reporter with the St. Paul Pioneer Press in Minnesota. He's been covering the arrival of the scooters in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Both cities are testing regulatory pilot programs of their own, but in both cities and in many other cities across the country, the scooters got to the people first.
From the company's perspective, it's better to seek forgiveness than permission. Being on the ground, being the first in to a market, getting those subscribers, getting people to sign up with you and not the competition, there's a huge win there.
And it seems like that strategy may have worked here in Denver.
I was about to use it, right? I got my Bird account, and then all the birds promptly disappeared. So I'm pretty excited for them to come back.
I think it's a great idea, but it has to be planned because I saw in other cities where it's not planned very well, and they go pretty fast, and it's very dangerous.
I was just saying that last night, if I didn't need a car, I would never drive a car. So if I had a cute little scooter, I probably wouldn't be opposed.
I work 9 hours a day on my feet outside, so I literally just saw one, and it was like maybe $2 to ride it from there to my car, and it was nice. It goes fast. I like it a lot.
That's Kara Bard, Ed Natan, Kaylee Hills, and Tasha Taylor, who talked to us along Denver's 16th Street Mall. By early next year, the city expects nearly 3,000 dockless electric scooters and bikes to be on the streets under the pilot program. For Here and Now, I'm Anne-Marie Awad in Denver.
And if you're riding a dockless scooter right now, be careful.